present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we do hope that you all had a lovely Christmas. And you're going to have a wonderful new year. And we've got four wonderful players of Just a Minute here who, full of turkey, I can see it. It's coming out of Kenneth Williams' ear holes. It's dribbling down Clement Freud's chin. And it's sprouting out of Peter Jones's. And Amy MacDonald is looking as slim as ever. I'm going to ask them all to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject, or it might even be a topical one, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we're going to begin this show with Peter Jones. Peter, Silent Night. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it wasn't very, because there was so much noise. Children running upstairs and people trampling round in the bedrooms and in the...
Amy MacDonald has challenged. Why?
Deviation, because he's talking about a noisy night.
A very good challenge. The audience applause convinces me that you have a correct challenge, so you gain a point for that. You take over the subject of Silent Night, and there are 50 seconds to go, starting now.
When all is quiet and you look out and the sky is sparkling with stars and you hear in the distance a choir of angels singing Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm.
Clement Freud is challenged.
All is...
Repetition of night.
There are 37 seconds with you, Clement Freud, having gained a point, and the subject starting now.
One of the most boring conversations I ever had in my life.
Peter Jones has challenged.
I don't want to hear the most boring conversation you've ever had in your life.
Unfortunately, if you're in just a minute and wish to talk about the most boring conversation you've ever had in your life, we are forced to listen to it, because as long as he doesn't deviate from the subject on the card, he gets a point for a wrong challenge and keeps going with 33 seconds left, starting now.
Was with a deaf and dumb Scottish baronet called Sir Hamish McConachie. Good morning, I said, and there was no reply whatsoever, which surprised me at the time because I was unaware of his physical debility. But over the years, we became tremendous friends, and I must say he was the most silent night that has ever been my misfortune.
Amy MacDonald has challenged you. Amy, what is your challenge?
Deviation. She's not talking about that sort of night, is he?
You believe that there wasn't such a night? You don't believe that he ever had this boring conversation?
No,
not even in his imagination. I don't believe that this night exists. If he does, perhaps he would write in, and I will award the points to Clement Freud.
How can
next
he
week.
Write in? He can't hear us.
That's why I knew I was safe, Clement, in giving Amy MacDonald a point and the subject with only 10.5 seconds to go, Amy. Silent Night, starting now.
One day I came home from work, and you know how it is, I was really raring to go. And I got on the telephone, and I rang up all my friends, and I said, come round and let's...
Those who follow the game will know that after 60 seconds, a whistle is blown by Ian Messiter, which tells us that we have no more time for that round, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. It was Amy MacDonald, so we will never know what happens when she's raring to go. But she does have a lead over everyone else at the end of that round. And, Kenneth Williams, we're now going to hear from you.
About time.
The subject is a very personal and topical one. St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas, 60 seconds with you, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, as Clement Freud will enlighteningly tell you, he was a German. And the hair shirt which he habitually wore was found in the end to have become parasitical to the flesh. That is to say, it was actually growing on him. Who they cried. What an offensive odour. Get it off, Nick. Because they was always calling him by these shortened versions of the name. He hadn't got the kind of dignity or persona that would you would call ex-cathedra. So naturally they always did address him in these endearing terms. And they ripped it off. Well, there was a terrible scream and he shouted, "Help!" you see. Actually, his words were aidez-moi, because he used the French version, you see.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, if he was a German...
He couldn't have been... Actually,
He wouldn't have said aidez-moi.
But he could have said, even if he was a German, he still could have said aidez-moi. Actually, early on, he said, "Get it off, Nick," which was English, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So he's been using more than one language. Clement, you have a point. 4 seconds, St. Nicholas, starting now.
Hagiographers all over the world will tell you...
Kenneth Lewis has challenged.
Why is this blindness all with science, hagiographers? What's this mean? I don't know what he's talking to, you know.
It is in English, at any rate. You were spouting German and French. And
yes, I know. He wasn't deviating from the subject of St. Nicholas. Clement, you have a point and 2 seconds on the subject starting now.
St. Nicholas on the fifth...
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, so he has taken the lead at the end of that round, and Amy MacDonald is now in second place. And Clement Freud, will you begin the subject, goodwill? Will you show some of the goodwill that we all expect at this time of year in 60 seconds, starting now?
When you buy a downtrodden cafe on the Great West Road, for which the lease is £4,593, there's always a sum which the estate agent expects you to pay in respect of goodwill. The fact that no one has ever been in the establishment, that hardly anyone is likely to go there, that it is now on a bypass around which no one ever turns up, is beside the point. Goodwill, they say...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He just said it was beside the point, so it must be a deviation.
Which is
must be. So he said it's beside the point.
Yes, what a difficult challenge. This one I will have to put to the audience because...
No,
it
give it to him. Give it to him.
Well, I've got to be fair.
It's the season of goodwill.
Maybe
like
beside the point, but at the same time,
this is the season of goodwill. I would like you to give it to him.
All right, Kenneth has given you a point. You've given one to Peter Jones. Actually, I don't think... I don't think you've altogether given it to him, because I think it was a very, very good challenge. There are 30 seconds, Peter. Goodwill starting now.
I always think of my son, whose name is William, and we call him Will. I don't know whether he's good or not. Probably he isn't. At least.
Kenneth Williams,
yes, if he said he's not good, then why call him Goodwill? I mean, it's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yes,
far-fetched, tendentious.
Yes.
Tendentious indeed.
Yes.
And therefore, totally alien to the spirit of goodwill, which is what we're discussing.
I agree with that.
Nice.
So you have...
Lovely chairman, beautiful fellow.
What a change. 23 seconds on goodwill with you, Kenneth, starting now.
This is the true reciprocity of human understanding. When we say, "Oh, lovely to see, have a cup of tea and an aspirin," we are not plugging anyone's trademark. Oh, no. We are doing what in England has become habitual when we want you to unbend, unwind, let your hair down.
Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point and he moved forward into third place ahead of Peter Jones, Amy in second, Clement leading, and Amy MacDonald, your turn to begin. And the subject, how I boiled my Christmas pudding. Would you talk about your Christmas pudding and how you boiled it for 60 seconds, starting now?
I got all my ingredients and I placed them on top of the working top. And then I made sure my hands were clean and kneaded them all together in what is commonly known as a basin. I added a few spices and herbs, etc. And then I molded the whole...
Kevin Ford is challenged. Why is your challenge, Clement?
Deviation, you can't put herbs into a Christmas
pudding. Clement, of course you probably don't put herbs in, but it's perfectly possible to put them in. And Amy MacDonald obviously isn't
not
such
herbs.
A good...
Not herbs.
Amy MacDonald is not such a good cook as you are, and if she puts herbs in her Christmas pudding, I just hope she doesn't ask me round to have some of it. But she wasn't deviating from the subject. So, how I boiled my Christmas pudding, Amy? 40 seconds to go.
I forgot that Clement was a cook, actually. You shouldn't have given me that one, you see.
Why?
Well, he obviously knows more about it than I do.
I know, but then he challenged you, and you've got the point, so I wouldn't worry. 40 seconds still with you, Amy, starting now.
When I've got it all in the bowl, I mould it into a great round lump. Then I get another basin, a tin one.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Oh, basin,
why?
Yes.
Wrap it in a basin.
Oh, yes, what a pity. I want to know what you did with all this. Remind me not to accept that invitation round your cooking, will you, Amy? Right, 30 seconds with you now, Clement, on how I boiled my Christmas pudding, starting now.
There's a woman in Stratford St. Mary who boiled her Christmas pudding and became blind. I wish to know nothing of that, because the way I boil my Christmas pudding is the only authentic way. You get...
Peter Jones.
Repetition of way. The way I do it is the only way.
That's right, yes.
Apart from being rather an arrogant remark, I thought...
I give you 1 point for a correct challenge. I can't give you one for arrogance of your opponent. There are 18 seconds on how I boiled my Christmas pudding, Peter, starting now.
Well, it is in the past tense, you notice, so I can describe the act of putting the saucepan on the gas stove with a portion of water in it, which has to have a bits of metal to keep the basin from hitting the base of the pan. Now...
Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. He's now moved into third place. And, Peter, it's also your turn to begin. What I got for Christmas. Can you tell us what you received for Christmas in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it was something that I've been looking forward to getting for a very long time. And my wife and friends and relatives were all anxious for me to receive this gift. Now, it was supposed to be a surprise. And when I went to sleep on Christmas Eve, I had no idea that this was in store for me. Now, you understand that the relatives who journeyed from all corners of these islands to our house for this occasion were also in the dark, because the parcel which contained it was under the stairs, and we kept it a secret because the unveiling ceremony, which was due to be held.
And we will never know what he got for Christmas. He never got as far as the unveiling ceremony. Never heard of unwrapping a parcel referred to as an unveiling ceremony. If you keep going without being interrupted for 60 seconds, you gain a bonus point, which is just what Peter Jones has done, and the first person to do it for a number of weeks. Congratulations, Peter. You have moved forward again, but you are still 1 point behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. Kenneth, will you begin? Party games. Can you give us some information, a few hints, or some inside knowledge on that subject in 60 seconds, starting now?
Here's a pencil and pad, and you won't find it bad. These games that we all of us know, pass them on as you write them, and ad infinitum, it's just party games, make a good party go. Which was what someone once said to me on this subject. Now, hide the thimble, quite amusing. Postman's knock, very interesting. And the marvellous pin cushion. Now, this is probably the most intriguing of all. You have this playful instrument, which is designed so that, without being obvious in any way, there is a prick which will be felt on a certain occasion when you manipulate a tiny piece of wire. Now, you get somebody who's tremendously dignified to sit in this place, and then you press it, and they go, oh, yeah!
And as you said, press it, Clement Freud pressed his buzzer. What's the challenge, Clement?
Hesitation. started giggling.
Five, and the audience say no as well. 5 seconds still with you, Kenneth, on Party Games, starting now.
Well, he's put me off terrible.
Clement Freud is challenged.
I feel terrible.
Clement, what was your challenge that time?
Deviation. That had nothing to do with Party Games.
It does. He was just going off and said he'd put me right off. It's one of those things. He was put right off, but he was still on the subject of Party Games. Some Party Games put you right off. There are 3 seconds for you, Kenneth, on Party Games, starting now.
Another kind of party game is when Lord...
Peter Jones has challenged. Why?
Repetition of another. He said another earlier on. He was describing the second
game. That's perfectly correct, Peter. You have 2 seconds on Party Games, starting now.
Get in a circle and...
Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. He's now taken the lead over Clement Freud at the end of that round. Amy MacDonald and Kenneth Williams are only a little way behind, equal in third place. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. Pick-me-ups. We had to have a question about food or drink for you, Clement, and this is obviously a topical one. Would you talk on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Having had a particularly bibulous Christmas, I went to a doctor who said, open your mouth, put out your tongue, and he then looked at it and said, if I were you, I wouldn't put that back. Left me in a particularly distressing situation, so the following day, I decided to partake in a small exercise. My butler and I went into the withdrawing room, where each of us had a bottle of whiskey, which we drank, after which he went out and knocked on the door, and I had to guess who it was. This needed a pick-me-up of a very strong kind, and Worcester sauce, raw egg, Tabasco, red pepper, cayenne, salt, lemon juice, and vinegar were suggested to me, but rejected almost immediately and out of hand, because sterner and stronger stuff was quite clearly required before I would regain the equanimity with which I faced life in...
It is not often that we have 2 clear rounds in one particular game of Just a Minute, and Clement Freud has now achieved it. He gets the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. Amy MacDonald, we come to you now, still on the same Christmas thoughts, taking down my decorations. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
It's very sad, really, to have to take down your decorations, but of course very necessary. First of all, you need one ladder. You get on the ladder and...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Oh, I've done it again. Oh,
no. You need one ladder and you get on the ladder. Oh, dear. Well, maybe you'll get back, Amy, but you did...
I'll catch you now.
Yes, I'm sure. It's 47 seconds with you, Clement, on taking down my decoration, starting now.
Walking into a famous West London store and carrying on my left jacket pocket both the insignia of the Victoria Cross and that of the Victoria...
Got you.
You, Victoria.
Yes, definitely. I thought you were going to challenge on the fact that it was deviation because he hadn't got a Victoria Cross.
That's why I was asked to take them down.
It's all right. 37 seconds on taking. I realise that, but I hadn't got as far as saying it. 37 seconds on taking down my decorations, Amy, starting now.
I climb up the steps and first of all have to unhook the balloons. To do this, you need a very small object with a little hook on the end of it in order to get the tacks out. This takes an awful lot of time.
Clement Freud is challenged.
There's no tacks on balloons.
The tacks were in the wall holding up the balloons as far as I can make out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I know the government has gone berserk.
Bad luck, Clement. Amy, you have a point and you have 22 seconds for taking down my decoration, starting now.
This involves a great deal of trouble and you have to do it properly, otherwise you leave great holes in the wall. Then you have to take the other bits of decorations, which are all over the place, and you really can't be bothered. It's the last thing you want to do, it really is. And they're all...
You've challenged.
Hesitation.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid it was. The last thing you want to do, it really is. And having said it really is...
I was only breathing. Honestly, I was getting quite a flow. And it was going to be beautiful.
It was. We loved the pause. It was beautiful, but I'm afraid you mustn't do it quite so long in just a minute. So I agree with Kenneth's challenge. He has 4 seconds on taking down my decorations, starting now.
Don't cause me any trouble at all. I leap into the air, grab them, and rip them all off.
Kenneth Williams is then speaking when the whistle went. He's got an extra point. It's still very, very close. Kenneth, will you begin? Where I put my Christmas cards. Will you tell us something about it in 60 seconds, starting now?
Here's your Christmas greeting, like a clarion call. If you do not like it, stick it on the wall. Once written on something sent to me. I actually did obey this injunction, and on the aforesaid place it was put. So, when later on the sender of this quite impudent message called, he did witness the act. I said, "Isn't it lovely there? It seems to suit the decor," because it was black and white. He said, "Yes, do you know it's after Beardsley?" I said, "Really? Is it? What it actually depicts?" He said, "The woman's with this little dog." I said, "Is it really a dog?" Oh.
No,
I
can't hold a challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Dog.
Yes, and there was a lot of...
I didn't actually say the word dog.
No, but you did say he said a number of times, and I let you get away with it, Kenneth. There are 6 seconds for where I put my Christmas cards, Clement, starting now.
Whenever I get a Christmas card, I add my name to the bottom and send it to the next man who sent me a similar Christmas card.
Clement Freud... My New Year resolution. Now, as New Year is not very far away, we would love to hear, I hope we hear from all of them in this round, because I do want to know what some of their New Year resolutions are going to be. We start with you, Clement, 60 seconds, starting now.
My New Year resolution is to stop drinking, smoke no more, and give up women, because then I would live longer. But it was explained to me that it would only seem to be that much... So now my New Year's resolution is entirely different. I'm going to take upon me a great quantity of gold and silver and scatter it among the marketplaces of the cathedral cities of England. Wishing...
Kenneth Williams has a chance.
Oh, good.
Yes. Kenneth, we have 30 seconds on my New Year resolution starting now.
My New Year resolution is genuinely going to be to try to remove from my personality any malignance or wickedness.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Deviation. There is no malignance or wickedness. You can't resolve to do the impossible.
Now, if I was to say that was an incorrect challenge, it would be very, very unfair to
Put
Kenneth.
Put it to the audience.
No, I can't, because they believe with you. They just clap that Kenneth hasn't got any malignance, but we want him to keep the subject.
Ah.
And as you're well in the lead, I think he can afford to do it, don't you?
Let him keep the subject.
Yes, let him keep the subject. All right, my New Year resolution is still with you, Kenneth, and there are 21 seconds left, starting now.
Resolution to forget hindsight and foresight, and like a puppy, throw yourself onto the new mown grass and just enjoy that moment. Stop thinking of the future, what's behind you, and surround the lovely ground.
Well, Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, and speaking to good effect, so he gained a point which the audience applauded. By the way, just very briefly, Amy and Peter, have you got a New Year resolution you'd like to pass on? No. All right. I will give you the final score now, because I'm afraid we have no more time to play. Just a minute. Amy McDonald, this time, finished in fourth place. She was just 2 points behind Peter Jones, who was in third place. He was 2 points behind Kenneth Williams, who was in second place, who was 2 points behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. do hope you enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. And before I go, may I say, from all of us here, a very, very happy new year. And until we all meet again, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.